You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, this is me, Arnob, and you are listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty, and this is the 100th episode of this podcast, and I'm talking about WWE Crown Jewel 2022, because this pay-per-view was really interesting. Well, I watched this pay-per-view. I honestly say that this pay-per-view was really awesome. And even the most important match was that I saw that Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. I truly believe that Brock Lesnar has his guts, his strength, and his, you could just say, his brains also. Because Bobby Lashley started assaulting Brock Lesnar, and after that, I saw that there are so many problematics, problematics were facing about that. Brock Lesnar was getting, but it was like that Brock Lesnar was getting too hard to beat Bobby Lashley, but Brock Lesnar uses his brain, because Brock Lesnar just got a heart lock once, twice, but he wants to leave this. But the problem is Brock Lesnar didn't face these kind of consequences. But I still believe that it would be very major thing was, and so Brock Lesnar just jumped and pinned off, and after that Brock Lesnar wins, and after that Bobby Lashley was getting, you just say, was getting frustrated that how I lost this match. This was the important match. This match wants to win this, because Brock Lesnar was really dangerous at all. And right now, after see his body, his curves like that, he's getting too older. But his body, his curves, was not look like a older. It looks like that he's still younger. And the next match was Damage Control versus Alexa Bliss and Asuka. It was a tag team match for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. Alexa Bliss and Asuka, they fight very dangerous match, and I would like to say that Damage Control was played a very fantastic match, and after that Damage Control finally win this match, and then they got the new WWE Tag Team Women's Tag Team Championships. And the next match is Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross. This is a steel cage match, and when I want to say that this was incredible match at all, because Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross both were fighting about that, but Drew McIntyre was so decimated to defeat Karrion Kross. And after that, it was like that Scarlett Bordeaux was helping Karrion Kross, and Scarlett Bordeaux didn't let him go to Drew McIntyre. Didn't let go to Drew McIntyre, but after that, Drew McIntyre climb off into the Drew McIntyre climb into the steel cage, and after that he escaped, and after that he wins that match. And Karrion Kross was trying to eliminate this in a steel cage, but failed to do that because Drew McIntyre's foot was stepped out first. So that's why Drew McIntyre wins. But by the way, this was really interesting at all, because Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross first match was lost, but second match it was win. So I still believe that Drew McIntyre is a true Scottish psychopath, and the Scottish warrior Drew McIntyre with sword, Scottish sword, does look like a dangerous ever. And the next match, it was the Judgment Day versus the OC. This match was really disappointing at all, because we are expecting that the OC will defeat the Judgment Day, but it really failed to do that. So the Judgment Day was ever trying to defeat it, but The Judgment Day, because of Rhea Ripley, the Judgment Day finally defeated the OC. And the next match was Braun Strowman versus Omos. This was very interesting match because Omos match was very interesting. He played and his strength was looked like a steel of pillar. But Braun Strowman was monster of the monsters. He still believed that he can beat Omos. And finally he did it. And I can't believe that Braun Strowman will defeat Omos. But according to the weight, Omos was very dangerous because he's a Nigerian player. So I would like to say he's a very good player. So let's see Omos about it. Because this was really a dangerous player at all, Omos. His original name is Tolop Jordan Omokbahin. He's a Nigerian American professional wrestler and as a former college basketball player. Oh, that's really awesome. That's why he played, because majority basketball players, they jumped high, and their majority basketball players are carrying too much high. That's why I still believe that Omos was a very dangerous player at all. The next match, it was that the Usos versus the Brawling Brutes. And if I talk about it, the Brawling Brutes were trying to defeat the Usos, but they didn't, they pass out, but they failed multiple times. But it was like that. This is really unstoppable. But every fans was getting bored after bored after bored because so many matches are losing because they are focusing about this business. But you need to do this. You need to make a shock again. But I'm expecting that it would see shock in WrestleMania Hollywood. But if it fails, that everything will be wasted. But I didn't want to see the wasted because I'm obsessed about that. I want to see the ending of the bloodline because I would never want to see the bloodline in WWE again because this was one most worst heel position because the bloodline is a good position, is a face position, but I didn't want to see the bloodline and the tribal chief in WWE again, but I want to see the big dog, the good Usos. This was deserving. And the next was that Bianca Belair versus Paige. So damage control player damage control player Paige wants to defeat Bianca Belair, but it failed about it. So they're constantly trying, and after that, Paige's legs was stuck into the chair, and it was stuck by Bianca Belair, and after that, they're trying to. Sorry, this is not chair, I think it's a ladder. And obviously it's the last woman standing match. They're trying to defeat this match, but absolutely failed about it. And the next match was that Roman Reigns versus Logan Paul. This match was very interesting. It was very, very interesting. And it was like that Logan Paul is going to be. And Roman Reigns can't believe that Logan Paul would play a wonderful match. They're hitting a Superman punch. They're hitting a splash. They're hitting a 5-star flock splash. They're hitting everything that Logan Paul practiced about that. And I saw the Hangman Adam Page shot. They hit it by Logan Paul. But I was like that. This match was really interrupted. Logan Paul was hit with a punch also, but Roman Reigns still here. But Roman Reigns still criticizing. But even Jack Paul also came here, and Solo Sikoa was also here. But everything would be said that it was right. This match was fully interrupted, and one spear, Roman Reigns wins. But it was like that. I have a huge respect about Logan Paul and Jack Paul. these were true wrestlers, and they truly believe that it was like that. This match was really interesting, and this was so much interested that Logan Paul taking a camera and recording and gives a splash Roman Reigns into the table, into the announcement table, and it was like that. This was really unbelievable WWE moments. We never see this kind of moments and expecting Logan Paul. And it was like, it was uploaded on social media and got millions of views, and it was like that. There are true stars like that. And I still believe that Logan Paul. And if Logan Paul and Jake Paul, could just say, if Logan Paul and Jake Paul continue to wrestle, then I would say that they will become tag team champions. But the Usos were to defeat the Usos, it would become that. But I would like to ensure that there was a reality about it. If you challenge the Usos versus the Young Bucks, I'm talking about the dream match. Definitely it would be Kenny Omega's decision. Sorry, definitely it would be the Young Bucks, because like that, it was like Kenny Omega versus Roman Reigns, and obviously it would be Kenny Omega because they are using brains. I agree with that, but it would be like, it depends upon it. But okay, this was the ending of the today's podcast. We'll see you in the next podcast. Please follow me on Spotify and any other podcast, Google Podcast and Apple Podcast and many more, Stitcher. Please follow me and we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye, see you on the next podcast. I'll see you by Anna Chakrabarty, sponsored by Anchor. Bye. See you. Love you, bro.